Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, May 21st, which is the first day of nothing, really.
Oh, yeah, no, June 21st is the first day of summer.
A lot of 21st we have, but not May. Yeah. May 21st, well, the first day of the week, let's say.
Yeah, first day to the closest of the end of the month.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to you.
Thanks.
You know what I just realized? I didn't bring anything Thursday and nothing today because...
I don't care.
You weren't here on the day, and then I don't think about it
anymore. I know. It's okay.
But I owe you a cake or something. Or
no, I don't like sweets.
Something.
It's fine.
You don't?
No.
Okay, but
nope.
It would have been nice to celebrate. You picked on your birthday not to be here.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Well, yeah. But so you're 30 now. Congratulations to you.
I know. It's a big deal.
Welcome to the 30s.
Yeah, thank you.
Goodbye to your 20s forever.
Yep.
But you can stay young at heart, you know?
Always.
I mean, you're still young anyway you look at it. 30 is a great age.
Yeah, 30, flirty, and thriving.
Yeah.
That's what I tell myself every
morning.
30
is a great age. Take advantage of your years now, I'm telling you. They're never going to come back,
no.
You know?
Yeah, that's a great speech. It's a great motivational Monday speech.
Yeah. It is freaking overcast outside. I don't know what happened to the weather.
Even
here.
All weekend.
Yeah.
All weekend has been like cloudy and weird and not that hot. I'm like, what
and
the
they
hell?
And they call it June gloom, but it's not June yet. I guess it doesn't start exactly on the 1st.
It was actually drizzling on my way here, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's that.
Yeah, that's weird, man. We want sun here. And you know that it's only around the city, you know? Once you get out of here.
It's nice.
It's nice.
Yeah.
You go to the desert, it's all like blue skies and everything. So it's because of the ocean, you know?
Right.
We have like.
But you would think it would be cloudier by the ocean, no?
Well, it is cloudier by the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have blue skies? Because we're not by the ocean.
No, I said in the desert they have blue skies.
Oh, in the desert.
When you get out of town.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like in another state, basically.
Right. Or not another state. You just get out of here about 30 minutes from here and the sky clears, you know?
Right.
So that was my experience both times that I went. So. This is called like a marine layer.
Right.
And it comes from the ocean. So that's why you'll often find, even in the summer, especially in the summer, you get like overcast at the beach.
Right.
Which is shit.
But you can still tan.
Yeah, but you know.
But
then
it's
it
like,
burns
who
off
wants to do
around.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
but
lay
in
there.
The summer, it burns off around maybe 11, 12 or so.
Right.
But the bottom line is that we have cold currents and warm air coming in, and that's what creates this, you know?
Okay.
So now you know.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for that lesson.
I can't swim in this fucking ocean because it's so cold, man.
Right. They should put heaters in the ocean.
Yeah, right. No, just move to another state on the other side.
Hawaii has warm water.
Yeah,
it
does.
Not to rub that in your face because you couldn't go, but they do have warm water.
It is the Pacific, but they have warmer currents there.
But they also have sharks, so...
They have a lot of things.
Pick and choose your battle, I guess.
Yeah,
cold water, no sharks, or warm water with sharks.
I think there are sharks everywhere. I don't think they...
No, they're really bad in Hawaii.
Who said?
No, I'm not kidding. Every beach that I went to when I was there, there's like signs that say don't go past.
Oh,
like,
really?
This point. Yeah.
And I guess that's where some of the surfers got their fucking legs cut chopped
off.
Yeah,
or like their arms or
their
something.
Their arm. Yeah. There were a couple, right?
Right.
A girl and a guy, I think.
Oh, I didn't hear. Like recently?
No, like some time ago.
Oh.
They became like famous. Well, I think the girl wrote a book or something.
Oh, well, I know there was a girl that lives in Hawaii who's like a professional surfer, but she got her arm.
Yeah.
Okay,
so that's the one I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. Damn.
I know.
All it takes is like one moment, huh? To change your entire life.
Yeah, in many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I decided I'm not flying to San Francisco. I'm actually taking the car. But no, that's because the plans changed and everything.
Right. And you but don't want to fly?
No, I don't want to. Well, I found reasons to drive. Compelling reasons. So I
but that flight is like literally 45 minutes, isn't it?
It is. But look, then I would have. No, because I need some. I need room because my son's moving back. We need to fill the cars with stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't think
they would have enough room.
Right.
And also.
Is his stuff going to fit in your car?
Well, there's going to be a few people, not just...
Okay.
No, there's going to be like three cars going.
Oh, okay. Then that makes sense.
Yeah, one is his, his mom, and mine. So,
you're all going to be following each other back in this one.
No, not really. We're going to drive separately. But the point is that he's not really taking big things.
Right.
So it's mostly clothes, guitar, you know, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's finishing school. I'm really happy for him. Graduating. And, you know, college it's not easy. When you start and you're younger, you're not in the mood for school, you know.
Right.
You're like, fuck this. But that's why I believe you should not go to college right after high school. I think you should take a break, maybe get a job or something, even travel a little bit, figure out what the hell you want to do, and then go to college.
I feel like if you don't have any direction, you should do that. But if you already know what you want to, like what major you want to study and where you picture your life in five years, you should just get it over with.
Well, that's if you are not sick of school, you know. But after 12 years of school, I think many kids should not go into college because they hate going.
School is such a fucking waste.
Well, you know, that's the thing. It's not.
Mm-hmm. It is a waste of my life. If my kid doesn't want to go, I'm like, you don't have to, boo-boo.
Yeah, right.
Just do what you want to do.
How's he going to socialize? How's he going to do anything?
At his job, whatever job he has.
Job? Mm-hmm. What about him as a baby, though?
No, he has to go to school, but I'm saying if he doesn't want to go to college, you don't got to go to
college. Oh, college, okay.
Yeah, no, he's definitely going. No, he's definitely going to high school.
Okay.
I think that's like a requirement of life to go to high school and get your high school diploma. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
College, no. If they don't want to go to college, they don't have to.
No, they don't. I mean, I know a lot of people did not go to college. They're richer than I am, and I went to college.
Right.
So, but maybe money is not the only measure, but I got to tell you, I think school helped me a lot in being curious and things like that, you know, discovering new things.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but everybody's got a different experience in college. And, you know, mine wasn't traditional. I went back later to finish my studies.
Yeah.
So it's not like I would mingle and socialize with the students and stuff.
Right.
It was just for class, but, you know, no sororities and shit like that. You know?
I joined a sorority when I moved to San Jose just for housing, and I ended up getting kicked out.
Really?
Yeah, like they kicked me straight out of that sorority.
That should have told you something already, right?
Well, it's fucking Alpha Phi. It's like a cult. It's like the weirdest fucking shit I've ever experienced in my life. Like,
really?
Yeah, sororities and fraternities, like, y'all are a bunch of weirdos. Like, have you ever seen the videos on, like, Instagram and stuff of, like, their rituals and, like, their seances and welcoming rituals? I'm like, no.
No, I never have. Really?
Yeah, it's so creepy.
I know. They're fucking crazy. Why the fuck do they do that?
Yeah.
You know?
Even when I was in it, we'd have to do chapter meetings every Monday. And I was like, no, I work. I definitely didn't even have a job. I just would make sure I was not home during chapter meeting because I didn't give a fuck about the sorority. I just wanted the housing. The house was lit. They had like a professional chef. So breakfast, lunch and dinner, you had food ready for you. I'm like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everything else was not. And all the girls were
so
bitchy.
You lived on campus and you didn't go to school?
No,
you
I went to school, but I was like, when I went to San Jose, I followed a guy to California.
Right.
So like I literally just enrolled in San Jose State and joined a sorority just for the housing, basically.
Right.
But
that's
I got like
I mean,
distracted yeah. with like following him around and chasing right. him around that I never went to class. I actually failed out.
Oh, that's bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Life well, decisions.
They'll
people.
Teach you not to follow a guy.
Yeah.
Unless you're married already and, you know, you married him and he decides to move somewhere.
Right.
You move, but not somebody that's not committed to you, man.
Exactly.
That's the worst thing because then you're like, you're stuck with nobody when you break up, you know. You're like, you're left alone.
Yeah, because if you don't have friends or you cut off all your friends to spend time with them, that's actually what happened in that situation. I had like tons of friends before I met him. And then when I started dating him, he's one of those like low key, like you don't really realize it at the time, but he's like a psycho, like controlling piece of shit, basically.
Yeah.
And before I knew it, like he didn't want me hanging out with my friends. I couldn't go to parties with them. And like a year down the road, it was like I had nobody left.
Wow.
Except for him. And obviously Gabby. But Gabby was just there shaking her head. You're an idiot. And I was like, you're right. Let's not talk about this ever again.
So did you have anything eventful for your birthday? You were busy, right?
Yeah, I was filming.
You were filming 3 days? Friday, Saturday,
Thursday,
Sunday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was that like now? How much can you say about it?
I can't say too much. All I can say is that the filming, the hours were so great. There was one day we filmed for almost 21 hours straight.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, my exhaustion level, it's not even, like, I'm a little hungover, I'm not going to lie to you, because yesterday was like the end of it all. So like they were just like feeding us liquor. And then by the time I got home, it was 3 a.m. And then I had a shower. So I took like a shower and I was like sleeping in the shower. That's how tired I was. And I hopped into bed, woke up to come here. But it's like almost to the point where like my body is just like not even, like I think I need like a whole week of sleep.
Yeah.
Like I'm supposed to have a birthday dinner tonight with a few people I know. And I'm like, how am I even going to muster up the energy to even go to dinner?
Yeah.
I can't even picture myself eating.
So this was like almost like a marathon thing. I mean, did they let you sleep at all?
Yeah, like a couple hours a night.
A couple hours. Wow.
Like when we filmed 21 hours, our call time was 4 a.m. and we went to bed at 2.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the next day we were up at 7.
Yeah.
And then we went to bed at... So the first night was chill. It was like little stuff. Like it wasn't a big deal. The second night on my birthday, it was like, I think 12 hours. And then the third day was almost 21. And then the fourth day was like 14.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. You know, this is funny because now I'm thinking about this and I remember, I mean, as it is now, I go to sleep late, you know, like I went to sleep at 3.
Right.
And that's because I was working, but just because. But I remember when I first started the business, the company and stuff, what happened was I would work. I'd get up at like 6:37 in the morning.
Right.
Go to sleep at 2 or 3.
Right.
So I lived the same way this way.
Right.
But every day for fucking years. So I mean, I can relate. It makes you tired.
It does, yeah.
And especially if you're not used to it. And
because I'm used to going to bed at like 10.
Right.
And like waking up at like 8.
Yeah, so it's way past your bedtime.
Way past my bedtime.
Now, let me ask you this. Was it hard being there, doing whatever they expected you to do?
It was a job.
It was a job?
It was definitely a job.
So it was not like a fun thing?
No, I mean, I always have fun because I love being in front of a camera, but it's definitely a job. And I'm also a diva, though.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes down to it, I've done 11 shows. So when I do a new one, it's like... I just go in it like with that same attitude, like it's me. Where's the Starbucks? Where's my Red Bull? I'm hungry. Like it was a lot of whining.
Really?
Yeah, I whined a lot.
You whined a lot?
Yeah.
On camera?
No.
Oh, off camera.
Off camera.
Wow, like, that takes some balls.
No, yeah, but it's like when you're living in the moment, it's like, yeah, you want me to do all this. Well, I expect this in return, you know? Yeah. You get a little bit of give and a little bit of take. You want your money shot? Well, give me what I want in between those money
shots. Right, but they pay you for the work, no? Okay,
yeah,
so there you go.
Yeah, but they took good care of us. Like we had, when we did eat, we had like full-blown like, trays and trays of like foods to pick from and water everywhere, drinks everywhere. So it was a good experience. It was definitely a great way to spend my 30th. I'm just tired.
Glad. Yeah. Well, you'll have time to catch up. Go home and sleep till tonight. You'll be able to go to dinner.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think I'm going to go home.
It's not like you got a fucking family at home waiting for you to cook for them and do the wash.
But I did. Yeah. I was walking down the street and I did see this guy who had a mini French bulldog and he was black. And I was like, can I have your dog? Like, he was the cutest thing. I would like to go home and cuddle with the dog right now.
Really?
I'm going home by myself, so that's fine.
Well, get yourself a dog then.
Yeah. But yeah, it was fun. It was a good 30th birthday. Hopefully I'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed tomorrow and back to my normal self.
Yeah.
After like a good night's sleep. I'm not even drinking at my birthday dinner if I go.
Yeah.
Nope. No more drinking.
Now, how was, did Gabby's birthday go okay?
She didn't have fun. She went out on her actual birthday and didn't have fun. She actually called me crying.
Wow. What, yeah. With a guy?
No.
No?
With shitty people that she shouldn't be around.
Oh.
So she actually called me crying, but then she went to brunch yesterday with people that actually genuinely care about her, and it made up for her.
Yeah.
Her lost time. I think we just really wanted to be around each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing because you guys are virtually inseparable.
Right.
But you're in two different places.
Yeah, right? Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Well, what's weird is you need to examine why you're here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, then I do stuff like I did this week, and I'm like, okay, yeah, this is why I'm here.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't live in Los Angeles, I wouldn't have been able to do that.
You wouldn't have been able to do that.
Exactly.
So just look for more of the same, I guess.
Right.
You know? That's what you're good at.
Well, I was working the floor. I was talking to like every single producer and exec I could possibly talk to. So I'm like, hey, so when's the next show? When are you guys going to call me again?
That's the way to do it, you know, in their faces, man.
Exactly. And it doesn't care if you're annoying. You just got to drill it in there. Like, hey, I'm here. I'm ready for the next show.
That's funny.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Did you watch the wedding? The official wedding?
Nope.
You didn't have time.
No,
to.
No.
But you probably caught up on social media.
Well,
later,
I saw
right?
like pictures and a little video. Every woman on the planet wants a man that looks at them the way Harry looks at Meghan, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he look, was
so
looking
he loves
at
her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, well, why not? She seems like a great, well, at least a decent human being. I don't know her.
Right.
But, yeah, that's cool, man. So, yeah, I watched it, like, they had a 3-minute video of the whole thing, summarizing everything so you could see the guests, the ceremony, parts of everything. So
I hated everyone's outfit. Yeah. Imagine having to dress like that at a wedding. It's not ideal.
Well, they love it. Some people love that shit.
She's
going
to be pregnant within like a month or two. What
probably,
are your thoughts?
Huh?
Yeah, for
they're
sure.
They're not going to waste their time.
No. She's going to be popping them out
do
real
you think,
quick.
Do you think they had sex yet?
Like before?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't seem traditional.
Well, I know, but still. I mean,
they definitely have had sex.
I think he respects women, and if a woman said no.
I don't think she
wouldn't.
Said no.
Well,
women
you don't
are hornier
know.
Than men.
I know, but you know.
Mm-mm.
Women are hornier than men.
She's definitely knocked boots with him before the wedding, but they probably used protection so she couldn't get pregnant. Because if they got pregnant before the wedding, that would have been a huge scandal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they definitely have had sex. That's why he's looking at her like he's so in love with her when she walked down that aisle.
Yeah,
he's like,
she
damn.
Gives a good blowjob or something. You know?
Well, she's stunning. She
yeah.
looks stunning in that boring-ass wedding dress.
See, I have no opinion on the dress, but okay if you say so.
Her veil was pretty.
Yeah?
It was like literally the size of another dress. She had a dress on her head. But it was
really?
Pretty. Yeah, like literally went all, like it was like 70 feet long.
Wow.
For sure.
Yeah. It's funny how the wedding is all about the bride, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, the groom is just kind of stands there, you know? But it's all about the bride.
Right.
The whole wedding is, mm-hmm. you know? It's funny. But what can I say? People like this shit, you know? They're saying 29 million people watched it.
It was a
in
45.
The U.S. alone.
Yeah, it was $45 million wedding.
Yeah, the cost, yeah.
That's insanity to me.
That's a lot of money.
Where the fuck did someone get $45 million for a wedding? And
They do.
Yeah, but who would even want to spend that type of money on a wedding?
Look, for them, it's a chump change, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't know they had money like that.
Yeah.
I thought they were like rich, but I didn't know they were $45 million on a wedding type of rich.
No,
learn
they have
something
more
new
money.
Every day.
Believe me, they have more money than God over there at the monarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The royal wedding.
Yep.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex, I guess. That's what they get to. I guess they just give them those names. It used to be in the old days. Those people would like rule
right.
those places, you know, like Diana was Duchess of York, right? Or something
right.
like that. Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't
so
know.
So they give him, like, I mean, back in the old days, they would break up the kingdom and into smaller pieces, and people would be from there, like representatives.
Yeah.
You know, the Duke would be like the leader or something. So that's why they give him those titles, but they mean nothing. It's all symbolic at this point.
Right.
You know? But people love it. What can you do?
Yeah, obviously, because 29 million people watched it in the U.S. It's like, really, guys?
Right.
You guys all set your alarm to fucking watch the royal wedding. That shit was on at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, even earlier. It was like 4 o'clock a.m. Eastern to watch the arrivals.
Right. I'm like, really, guys? You woke up at 4 a.m. on a work day?
Right.
To watch the royal wedding?
You see, I saw it because I hadn't gone to sleep yet.
Yeah.
So I saw the beginning of it at 3 a.m.
Oh, my God, no.
On Saturday.
I just saw clips on Instagram, and I was like, cute.
Yeah.
That's it. And if I see one more picture on my timeline of the royal wedding, I'm like, get over it.
I know, it's like too much, right?
It's over and done with. Like, move on, people. It has nothing to do with your life. Why are you reposting?
Yeah,
this
but
pic?
Because they like celebrities, you know. And then here we have celebrities that are like royalty to us, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, look at how we treat, like, you know, like the Kardashians, you know.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
All these people, I mean, we look at them as bigger than regular human beings, but They're just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that's what fame does, you know? When everybody knows you, you're like big.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, like a big ass deal.
Yeah.
Like the Kardashians are a big deal.
I know.
People.
Like what have they got to offer, really? Nothing.
I mean, nothing. They have like really nice makeup brands now.
Okay, but that's not what launched them to fame.
No, a sex tape did.
Yeah.
That's it. Which her mom was like, okay, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Kris Jenner has literally been like a money making machine.
Yeah, right.
She just has figured it out for her kids.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she gets like 15% off whatever they make.
Really?
So if Kim's making like $10 billion, her mom is making like 15, probably 20% of that.
Yeah.
She manages all of them.
Yeah.
So managers get 20%. She's smart.
Yeah. Very smart.
Mm hmm.
Utilized her offspring, I guess, to generate a business.
Yeah, and a lifestyle. And just like a really famous name.
And they're not complaining either.
No. Would you complain?
No.
Kylie lives in like a farm with like horses.
Really?
Yeah. I actually do appreciate how everyone in that family loves animals, though.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like they adopt. Like Kylie has like 20 dogs, horses.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's cool of
them.
That's
a lot of animals.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do that, man.
I would do it if I had money. Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, I would live on like a ranch.
Yeah.
For sure. With like cow stables, cows, horses. I would definitely have a goat just because I like the noises they make.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a lamb or two.
I like the sound.
A couple dogs. And then I'd hire someone to like take care of all of them.
Yeah.
So all I had to do was like go pet them. But I don't want to pick up their poop or anything.
No, that's terrible. Well, the countdown begins until I have a cat moving in.
Oh, yeah. So basically this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
So we'll see what the fuck's going to happen there. How I'm going to react to the cat in the house.
It's going to irritate you for sure.
I'm trying to be tolerant, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely going to irritate you.
It probably won't irritate me. I mean, you know, the thing is I like animals.
Right.
When I was visiting my brother, my son, and the cat was there, the cat jumped on me and sat, and I was petting it and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
So I don't know that I'd be able to be mean to the cat.
Well, yeah. I would hope not.
Yeah. I just, let's hope he can keep it clean and smell and odor free, and I'll be good.
Right.
You know?
Odor. Cats usually don't have an odor, but their kitty litter does.
The kitty litter does.
The kitty litter reeks.
The litter box. But the thing is that he says he keeps it clean. It doesn't smell, and he'll have it in his room. So
well,
there
you go.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. What about... I'm trying to think which movie I was watching the other night. But I can't remember because I start so many movies.
And you don't finish
and
them.
And I don't finish them because after 15 minutes, it's like, meh, just like another movie I've seen.
See, I have to, like, even if a movie is trash, like, unless it's, like, unbearably trash.
I didn't say
trash.
It's trash, but it's just boring, you know? It's like, I
not
figure...
Not every movie is boring.
No, not every one, but I'm saying several that I've seen, and I go, you know what? I can't commit to this movie right now. It's not like I want to know what's going to happen.
Right. I feel you. Sometimes that happens. But I usually, even if a movie's really bad, like I watched a movie with Antonio Banderas last week on Netflix. And I knew within 15 minutes the movie was horrible.
Yeah.
But I just was like, okay, I'm committed to finishing this.
Oh, God.
And it was horrible. It was one of the worst movies he's ever done.
Really? What is it?
It was called Acts of Vengeance or something like that. And his like whole family died.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, decided to go mute. So he didn't like speak the entire movie. I'm like, yo, this is trash.
Yeah.
Like it was a horrible, horrible movie.
And when you think about it, we've heard that story a million fucking times.
Right.
Almost every movie is like, they killed his daughter. They kidnapped his wife.
Yeah.
They fucked his dog, blah, blah, blah.
Like he's always doing some like ass beating type of movie. So then I watched another movie.
Yeah,
like,
and then it's revenge, you know?
Yeah.
The whole time. So it's like, because look, revenge is a great emotion or wanting revenge. If you noticed in a movie, you really get into it. You're like, come on, get the motherfucker.
Right.
And I think that's what they go for.
Yeah, for sure.
In the movies. Because otherwise, I don't understand why so many movies are like the same. All the stories are the
same.
Yeah,
like just like a semi-different storyline. But after that, I watched that one. It always recommends like another movie to watch. It was another one of his movies. It was called Security.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, fuck it. I was like packing. Never heard of those movies. I was like packing, getting ready to like leave to film. So I put it on again. He was playing like the security guard who used to be in the war. And now all of a sudden he has to like break out his old badass ways. And I'm like, this movie is trash. Yeah. It was just like too bad Antonio bad. I guess he really hasn't done a good movie since Zorro. Maybe that was his only good movie.
Yeah.
Because like what other movie
I'm
has
trying
he been
to
in?
Think. I don't know. What
yeah, exactly.
To. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember a movie I've seen him in.
Yeah, same.
Who knows?
But he's still getting a paycheck. So shout out to you. Shout out to your hustle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Deadpool 2 beat The Avengers.
I mean, I cannot wait to see that.
Really?
Yeah. I cannot wait.
It looked pretty good in the previews, I guess, right?
Yeah.
The trailer was pretty good. Did you see the first one?
Yeah.
Deadpool?
I've seen the first one like maybe 5 times.
Really?
It was so good.
Is it good?
So funny.
Really?
Like he plays, it's like he's almost just playing himself because that's like how he does interviews and stuff. It's just like his personality.
Really?
So it's just like him dressed up as like an Avenger character.
Yeah.
But the whole joke is he's not part of the Avengers. They keep like trying to pitch it in the movie, like in the first one. They're like, join the Avengers. He's like, nah. But I think he's eventually going to join.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think this is like, because it's that franchise is doing so well, I think they're going to add him to the mix.
Oh.
Yeah, which they should, because they need a little bit more comedy in those movies.
But in his movies, he's in a separate universe by himself, right? Not with the Avengers.
No, they're in the movie.
Does he interact with them?
Yeah, he's like with the bootleg Avengers, like the ones that didn't make the squad.
Oh, really?
Like the losers. Uh-huh. Yeah, so they were like, they're all like trying to train to get back, and they're like, you should join us, and he's like, no. But it's a good movie. I heard the second one was so good, though.
So I should see the first one first.
Yes, 110%.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll like that. I think you'll like that one because it's got comedy. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
From the first 10 seconds in.
Yeah.
So it's not like a boring.
I've had it with the superhero movies. There's so many.
I know there's so many. I just actually last week I caught up on all the ones I was behind on, so I'm ready to watch Infinity War.
Really?
I take that back. I haven't watched it. I haven't watched Guardians of the Galaxy, and I think someone told me you have to like watch that franchise because they're in the new Avengers.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Even though they're not Avengers, I guess they like
right.
join.
So they're mixing up everybody.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
why not? They have like, they call it the Marvel Universe, right?
Yeah. There's like some die-hard fans.
Yeah.
Like crazy fans.
Yeah, because they're comic book fans too.
Yeah.
You know, that's where it comes from.
And they do Comic-Con and then the Avengers show up to Comic-Con and people freak out. Cause they come in like their costumes.
I know, all the geeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. But I... So I wanted to ask you, did you see... Which of the latest ones do you like the most?
What?
Like, is Iron Man 3 any good? Did you see Iron Man 3?
I saw the first Iron Man, but I'm going to be honest with you, not particularly.
Because that
my
one
favorite.
Is on Amazon now, and I don't know. I can't get into this shit, man. I watch 5 minutes. It's like,
do like him as an actor. I think he plays the character
yeah,
really well.
And the first one was awesome.
Right. I saw the first one, and I actually did. The last one is when Spider-Man is making a cameo, correct?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, so I saw the last one. I mean, they're good movies. He definitely plays the character well, but out of all the like individual separate ones,
right.
I would have to say Iron Man's not like my top favorite.
Yeah.
I'd have to say Thor is probably my favorite. Not just because he's hot. Not just because I want to have sex with him.
But it's funny because when I was a kid and reading comic books, Thor and Iron Man were like my favorite.
Right.
You know, along with Superman and Batman.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they were like definitely interesting characters. You know, I really, really enjoyed it. And then the movies came out. Maybe I was just too old to enjoy them anymore. I don't know.
You're never too old to watch
Marvel
movies.
Yeah, it gets too science fiction sometimes, you know?
Well, that's the whole fun of it. Because it's like stuff that would never happen in real life. Like alien creature coming down to planet Earth and like fucking shit up. And then these other guys that can fly and have hammers and turn into a green Hulk. Like, that's not realistic, but it's fun to think about.
Exactly. But that's why I relate more to Batman, because he's more like... He doesn't
everyday
have
shit.
Superpowers, you know? And you don't get, like, really weird stuff. You get criminals, you know,
but
that are weird, interesting characters. But that's not to say I don't like the other stuff. I'm just saying that Batman really stands out as someone without really superpowers.
Right. He's just like a badass.
And it's not really science fiction as much as it is just comic book fantasy.
Right. Whatever. But the only thing is they ruined Batman for me as soon as they casted Ben Affleck.
Really?
He, like, ruined that for me.
Yeah.
Even in I Just Watched Justice League, he's, like, fucking trash. Like, he's the worst Batman on the planet. I'm like, you can't go from, like, The Dark Knight to Ben Affleck. I'm sorry. You just can't do it. It's like Christian Bale nailed that role. So to have Ben Affleck try to do Batman now, and even he, like, tries to, like, because Christian Bale, like, would change. Yeah, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
That's not you. That's not your
Christian
character.
Bale's
that's
voice.
Yeah. Stop it. Stop trying to put a deeper voice when you put your goddamn mask on, Ben Affleck. Yeah. It doesn't work for you.
No, but I'll tell you why they do the deep voice. They all do it because he's supposed to sound different.
I know.
From Wayne, from Bruce
Wayne. Bruce Wayne, yeah, I know. Because then everyone will be like, Bruce?
Right.
Is that
they
you,
would
Bruce?
They know by the voice. But I, you know, because at first I said, why do they all talk like this? And then I realized, because even, Michael Keaton, the first one, he was talking like that. And that's not the way he talks.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's the way Batman talks, mm-hmm. not Bruce Wayne.
I think that my favorite character out of all of them was probably Bane. He was horrible human being, but I'm obsessed with Tom Hardy.
That's funny because my daughter says the same thing. I don't know about the actor, but the character, yeah.
Because he has like that deep ass mask on.
I don't know why. I remember reading one of the books about him.
Right.
His origin or something.
Well,
wasn't
they locked
he, like,
him
in prison.
As a child. I think his mom gave birth to him in there. So he was stuck down there and they trained him to be like this, like.
That's right. They made him like a super soldier.
Yeah, but the guy that taught him how to be like a super soldier in prison got killed, like beat up.
Right.
So he, like, his revenge was to come back. I can't remember. I'm going to have to rewatch all these movies because I can't remember why Bane had such a thing for Batman.
Yeah.
Like, such like a.
I know, I don't remember.
Yeah. But he played that character so well.
Yeah.
He's delicious. Please call me whenever you're not married anymore.
I'm trying to think who I have the hots for these days. I can't think of it.
Like, on screen?
Yeah, on screen.
Meryl Streep.
Oh, come on. What are you like? She could be my mother. What are you talking about?
What?
On,
she's beautiful. Her skin is flawless.
I don't care about that. I'm looking at like someone like Keira Knightley or something. Who
she fell off.
I was crazy about her. Yeah.
Yeah, she disappeared.
Yeah. Well, she's been in a lot of movies, you know. It's amazing how many movies she's
been
in.
She did all the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And then.
But Jennifer Lawrence, man, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know?
She's been doing some really bad movies lately, though.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who else. Who else looks good?
Angelina Jolie used to be that thing back in the day. Now she's too skinny.
Yeah. I never really had a thing for her.
Oh, my God. Her lips are so sexy.
She is pretty, but, you know. Maybe not my style. I don't know.
Right.
But, yeah, this generation, I don't know if I'm connecting with anybody, really. Let me think.
Well, you don't really watch movies enough to be like, ooh, I love her.
No, that's not, well.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, if I like somebody, then I would watch her other movies, too.
Right. That's how I am, too. Like, when I like an actor. Yeah. Like, for me, like, back in the day, it used to be Wesley Snipes. No matter what Wesley Snipes was in, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Blade 1, Blade 2, Blade 3.
You know who else I like is Emma Stone. You know, when she was with Ryan Gosling in that gangster movie, I loved it.
Yeah, that movie was good.
That movie was good.
But she just did a movie with Steve Carell.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't look like my cup of tea. Like, I like her and I like Steve Carell. Definitely not watching that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
What about La La Land? Did you see that?
Nope. Don't really like musicals. I'm going to see The Greatest Showman, though, just because I low-key have a girl crush on Zendaya.
Zendaya? Who's Zendaya?
Zendaya's a singer, but she's also a Disney star, so she acts and she sings. She's drop-dead gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah, Google her really quick so you can see her. She's phenomenally pretty. She was in the new Spider-Man.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell her name? An X or a Z?
Z.
Okay, Zendaya?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just the way it sounds, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, images. Yeah.
Yeah,
wait,
so pretty.
Is zombies here.
Wait, what?
Why am I getting zombies here?
Could you type in zombie, not Zendaya?
Zendaya? No, Z-I-N-D-E-A, no?
Z-E-N-D-A.
Oh, Z-E.
Yeah.
Okay. Zendaya, whatever. Oh, yeah. But she's very young. I can't comment on this.
Yeah, she's very young.
Yeah.
Like, I think she just turned 21 or something.
She looks 18. Mm-hmm. 16. Okay.
Well, black don't crack. That's why. Oh, but she's like in her 20s.
Is she black?
Yeah, she's black and white.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Black don't crack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess this would be more like your age group and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Too young for me. I can't, you know. I mean, look, men are attracted often to young women, but, you know, that young is not really...
Yeah, that's super young.
Disconnect with it. I mean, these are like kids.
Right, right. Yeah. I feel you on that.
Yeah. But at any rate... So what else did I want to talk about? I forgot. But so the wedding is done. Do you think, how many kids does his brother have? Three or four?
I think it's three.
Three, right?
But she'll probably
like two boys
have
and
like,
a girl or something.
Yeah, I think it's two boys and a girl. But I think they'll probably have like two or three more kids. She just seems like she's just there to like
baby machine.
Yeah,
that's what they all
hands
are,
made
know?
Tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet you they would never let them marry someone who can't have kids.
Oh, no.
You know?
Yeah, no, that procreation seems to be like in the contract.
Yeah, because that's how they determine the succession, I guess, you mm-hmm. know, from one generation to another.
Exactly.
And Queen Elizabeth has been around for 66 years on the throne, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's longer than anybody has. I mean, she's always been... America's queen. I mean, England's queen, right? Ever since I was born,
yep.
At least, and way before that. So she's come to symbolize, I think, England in many ways. But yeah, Prince Charles is probably not going to get a chance at it. I don't know. I feel so bad for him.
Well, he
him,
looks
you know?
Really old, too.
But it doesn't matter. Oh, really? Does he look old? Did you see him in the wedding?
I saw a video of him walking her down the aisle.
Yeah, but he didn't look that old, did he?
He looked like he was, like, older, yeah, for sure. Like, he doesn't look... Like, is he considered... He's a prince right now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Prince like, Charles.
He looks like he could be a king.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like a king's age, not a prince's age.
Yeah. No, that's true, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, he looks
a king,
like,
but... But he's a prince until he becomes king, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it'll happen for him, maybe he won't.
Yeah. Let me see him. He looks pretty good. He looks pretty good here.
He just looks, I'm just saying, he just doesn't look like a prince's age. Like, when I think of a prince, I'm thinking somebody like...
Like young, like
Harry.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I'm not thinking of, like, someone who looks like they've had seven kids.
Right. No, a prince is usually the son of royalty, you
right.
know? That's all it is.
Do you know that she... Someone told me this on set. I didn't know this. But she, as a kid, had an obsession with Princess Diana. And she always wanted to be part of the royal family. So basically her dream, like her real life...
Megan's?
Yeah.
Really?
Her real life fairy tale came true.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So tell me something. I think I asked you, how did they meet?
I think it was a blind date, but I haven't watched the movie yet, so yeah. I can't tell you. Let me Google
now, were
it.
They like fixed up or something?
I think it was a blind date, yeah.
Yeah, blind date, but that's what I mean.
Yeah, if you go on a blind date, that means somebody else set it up.
Right, but yeah. I mean, would he be in circles where they would match him with just a regular person? I mean, don't they have to look for other royalty and shit? I guess not.
I'm Googling it right now.
Yeah, because Kate wasn't really royalty before that, right?
Yeah, so they went on a date.
Kate Middleton.
They went on a blind date in early July of 2016. We were introduced actually by a mutual friend.
There you go.
Harry revealed during the couple's first sit down.
Yeah. So there you go. It's by a mutual friend. That would work, you know?
So the friend post probably like, yo, I know this
chick. It's not like you went to a fucking bar and saw her sitting there and go, hey, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So the friend must have been like, yo, I know this chick. She's not royalty, but I think you're going to like her.
Right. And he's like, oh, yeah. Bring me an American.
Right.
I want an American, and I want a British woman.
Exactly.
I don't think that he consciously did that, but once he met her, I can't see how anybody would not fall in love with
her. Yeah,
him,
she's beautiful. She has a very nice, like a contagious type of smile, you
right.
know?
Yeah, yeah.
She's very cute.
I wonder how she is personality-wise, you know?
Right? I mean, she's an actress.
Yeah.
She was on Suits.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw
and then she
that.
Had to, like, they had to figure out how to get her off the show.
Yeah.
It'll be like, all right, we got to like kill her off or something because she's not coming back to America.
How many, was she there for several seasons?
She was there from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I watched like 2-3 episodes.
Yeah. I tried to get into it, but it was just like.
I know. After a while, it gets repetitive.
Yeah,
right?
It was just kind of boring to me. Like it, yeah. Wasn't a show where I was like, oh my God, I got to catch up. Right. I love it so much. No.
But the first couple were good.
Yeah.
The funny characters.
Right. Like I like, yeah, the, I like the lawyer who's like very odd looking.
Right.
He's like semi bald, but not bald. Do you, yeah, know who I'm talking about? The chubby,
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like him as an actor. He's a good one.
Yeah. No, that show's good. It's worth watching, you know. If you're into series and stuff like that, then you probably get into it. I just can't invest myself. The last one I did, I mean, there's always only been very several shows that I followed. Even Lost, though, I did binge watching after the fact, you know.
Yeah, Lost was not something I would get into, but I also don't want to watch stuff with plane crashes, so.
Yeah,
like, it's not a choice to be watching.
And then, but the last one was Westworld, and that was worth it. That was worth watching.
I didn't get into that one either.
No.
Mm-mm. But I am going to, I'm so upset that I'm tired today, like, because I wanted, my game plan is today I was going to chill and, like, binge watch 13 Reasons Why season 2 until I went to dinner.
Yeah.
But I am so tired. I'm, like, counting down the minutes to, like, snooze. Like, I am going to knock out, knock out.
I just hope you can get home okay, safely.
Oh,
drive,
yeah.
Drive careful, you know?
I usually put the windows down when I'm tired.
Yeah.
I put the music up and the windows down. And then I'm,
I
like,
know,
okay.
And don't get into stop and go traffic because you'll doze off easily.
Easily, yeah.
That's what it. Yeah.
It's so easy to fall asleep in a car.
It is.
It's more dangerous than drunk driving for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like the worst is a stop and go because you have to react in split seconds.
Mm-hmm. And if you're dozing off, you could boop. Oh, right. Shit! Now my day is ruined.
Right, but imagine having a Tesla and it drives by itself. And that stop and go, and you don't even have to worry about it.
Oh, that's weird to me. I'm sorry. I don't want that.
Why?
Mm-mm. But did you hear about that car accident about
I know,
Uber?
But for the most part, then you go in bumper. If it's bumper-to-bumper traffic, it's not like the risk is that big that it's going to be a major accident. But for 99.9% of the time, it works. People use it all the time. My cousin has a Tesla. He drives a lot, like, because he's in sales. Drives around town all the time. Says I put it on auto when it's stop and go. And
right.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, thank you. I'm always going to drive myself for sure. Not trusting a computer. Computers have glitches all the time.
Yeah, but still. I mean, shit, you know, an airplane's computer can have a glitch, then it's. It's fatal.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have no control.
That's why
over
I'm
that.
Not flying. I canceled my flight that I reserved.
Mm-mm.
And I'm going to drive instead. But not because of that. More like I said, we need another car to bring the stuff. But I'm sort of relieved that I found an excuse not to fly.
I know. Flying is not my favorite. Like, I'm thinking about how I want to go home and, like, see everybody. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
That long-ass flight.
I do.
Take off, really, just...
But I guess, yeah, you take some Xanax or something, right?
Some oxycodone. Some horse tranquilizer.
Yeah, right.
Anything just to put me to sleep before takeoff. Takeoff is what really does me in. I freak the fuck out during takeoff.
It is, because it's like... The plane is using most of its power when it's taking off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have to bring that big Hulk into the air... Yeah, the engines are like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And everything starts shaking and, yeah, not fun, man. And I used to love flying. Don't get me wrong, man. I was so into planes. It wasn't even funny. I would read a magazine that was done for like military air, like fans and stuff,
right.
You know, like connoisseurs of that kind of stuff. When I was fucking 10 years old,
right,
you know?
Right.
I always wanted to know and be on planes and everything, and I was, and I flew by myself and everything. But the bottom line is now I'd rather not fly. I'm not,
same.
I don't think I'm scared, but I'd rather not.
Same.
You know,
110% I mean, agree with you.
My sister-in-law just came from China with her 3-year-old. They took off an hour later. The plane had to turn around because it was a mechanical problem.
Oh, no.
They went back to China. Can you imagine that? I mean,
so did they come here around, or no?
Yeah, they made it on another flight.
Oh, that, and then I have anxiety to get on the next flight.
Right. You know, and you're with your kid and everything. And plus you have to worry for an hour now going back that nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, you got to like pray like because you're like over land and like sea and there's nowhere to go.
So who the fuck needs that, you know?
Yeah, that's
I'll
definitely
drive a few hours.
Definitely unnecessary drama that nobody wants in their life. Excuse me, this is your captain speaking. We're going to have to make an emergency landing. I would freak.
Yeah.
Freak out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, but the shit happens, man. It happens. So, yeah, so I just wanted to... Okay, so we were talking about Prince Charles and everything. Her mother, obviously... Do you know what, like, social class do they come from? I mean, were they, like...
Not a clue. I don't know anything. I really know nothing about her.
Or anything, right?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Really?
Yeah, not a clue. I don't know anything about her.
I thought you knew everything about her.
No, I just knew... Yeah. And the only reason I know that she had a dream of being in the royal family is somebody told me on set.
Yeah.
That she, like, had an interview that she used to, like, literally write in her journal. Like, I'm going to be in the royal family.
Yeah. Wow.
And then she got what she wanted.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't a coincidence she was introduced to the prince. Huh?
No.
She probably told that friend, hey, you know.
I'm looking to date your friend,
yeah,
Harry.
Yeah, fix me up with him.
Can you hook me up with that prince, please? Hey, you know that prince you know? Do you mind maybe setting up a blind date? Yeah. Don't tell him it's me.
Yeah.
Let it be a surprise.
But you also have to have a lot of confidence to offer yourself to a prince.
Yeah, I think
know?
So too.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't want to go there feeling insecure and shit.
Exactly.
Wow. But yeah, I'm happy for them. What can I say?
Yeah, good for them.
So I wanted to ask you the filming and everything. Did you meet anybody that you liked that you might socialize with after?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I met a few girls that were cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a few numbers. There's that, you know, it's a business, you know? Like, when it airs and I'm talking shit about you, just know I either meant it or it's a job.
What does that mean? There's no,
I'm
yeah,
the queen of shit talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, folks.
I wonder why.
What do you mean?
Why do you talk shit?
That's just what I do.
Yeah, but does it give you pleasure?
It depends what the situation is.
Give you power, maybe? A feeling of power?
No, not necessarily. I can't really describe it. It's just like how I'm feeling in the moment. So,
yeah,
especially
but
if you piss me off.
But if you describe yourself as doing it often or sometimes...
As a character, I get picked to play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it just is what it is.
But you're not like that in real life, are you?
No, it depends. If I don't like you, I'm like that.
Oh, I
but
see.
But if
okay.
I like you, I'm not just going to be talking shit about you.
No, I know. But on the show, the same thing. If you liked them, you would talk shit about
them. Yeah, but there's some people I didn't like.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't like the Brady Bunch. I didn't fucking like everybody there.
Right. No, I understand.
Yeah. Yep. So we'll see how that plays out. In the end.
Do you know when we're going to be able to see it?
No, I have no clue. Somebody said October, then somebody said July. I'm like, what? October seems so far away from now.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Like I literally know nothing. I just like, it was like, bah, it wrapped. And then I went a little bit psycho because they weren't letting me get my shit. And I was tanked.
Yeah.
And I like hate being told like no when I'm drunk. Probably not a good look.
No.
For me, but what can I do now? Sorry.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to wrap it up. I know you're tired. I'll let you go a couple minutes early so you can actually stay awake till you get home.
I know, right? Jeez.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.